You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Tax returns. U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Well, we know that racial tensions is a hot topic among students on various university campuses, but some college students across the country will be marching today to protest student loan debt. Demonstrations at several universities will take place as young people push for tuition-free public colleges and a minimum wage increase for campus workers. Now, these rallies will come just 2 days after fast food workers took to the streets to demand $15 an hour minimum wage and union privileges in the industry. Thousands have signed up to take part in the Million Student March on Facebook groups. You know, the cost of higher education has been a hot topic on the presidential campaign trail. Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders has pledged to make tuition free at public universities and colleges, while rival Hillary Clinton says she would allow graduates to refinance loans at lower interest rates. Republican hopeful Marco Rubio has laid out a plan to simplify the application process for federal aid while establishing a new system for paying back student loans based on income. A celebrity hairstylist is getting sued for reportedly making people bald. Here's Jason Campadonia.
A Los Angeles attorney is representing nearly 200 plaintiffs who are part of a mass action lawsuit against Wen Hair Care Products and hairstylist to the stars, Chaz Dean. The plaintiffs claim the products cause them scalp irritation and hair loss. One woman is getting cortisone shots in her head to try and regrow her hair. Dean and his Hollywood-based company released a statement saying there's no scientific evidence to back up the claims. Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
With more at WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the 10 social media marketing tips for the holidays you need, how to build relationships with networking events, how you can make more money by charging nothing, and the five reasons your business needs a Twitter account. It's Thursday, November 12th, and taking care of business starts right now. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, a time for a check of the weather shows. Current temperature is 56 degrees under drizzly skies at 12:04. And today it'll be cloudy with a little rain, a high of 59. Clear and breezy tonight with a low of 46. For tomorrow, or as I call it, Can You Be Perfect on Friday Night Lights Friday as Bridgewater Raritan plays in their first round state playoff game against East Orange. It'll be windy with clouds and sun with a high of 56 and a low of 38. Saturday, partly sunny and windy with a high of 50 and a low of 32. And Sunday, mostly sunny and mild with a high of 56 and a low of 32. Current check of the financial markets shows that the Dow is currently down 162 points to 17,541.37, the NASDAQ down 22.50 to 5044.51, S&P 500 down 15.66 to 2059.34, oil down $2.19 to $41.99 per barrel, Gold is down 57 cents to $1,079.40 an ounce. All right, so I'm glad that you could join us here today. It is, in fact, Thursday, November the 12th, and time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. A little verklempt here as we get through some technical issues with the headphones. Very hard to do a radio show when you can't hear yourself speak. So who knows what we sound like. So let's give you an update on what's been going on over the past week. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we are finally open. The showroom has reopened and getting some very good feedback from customers and others who have stopped in to say hello, liking the colors, liking the layout, liking the product selection. We still have a little bit of work to do. Hanging the plaques in the showroom, still, even though we're a trophy shop, we still have to put some trophies up. And then we're still working on our what we call our corporate and exclusive awards room. That it's painted, it's ready to go. We just need to put furniture and shelves in there and start stocking that. So that is all good. On the GOP debate recap, very disappointed that Mike Huckabee and Chris Christie were not invited to be on the main stage. I thought that that showed a little bit of lack of class. You know, when we're a year out from the election and there's 10 candidates and you still don't allow two of these guys to show up because of polling numbers, I just thought that was bad, especially because they had such strong performances in the last debate. Expo last week, last Thursday, we did the show here. Then we ran over to 100 Central High School to the 100 County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. Congratulations to Jonas Gold of 55 Main for winning the Restaurant Showcase. New location, new format, and it was very good for us. We enjoyed our time there, had a good booth location and got a lot of traffic. And one of the things, I felt like the Maytag repairman. We had a double booth. So we had one side for trophies, one side for custom imprint apparel and signs. And my son Brandon was manning that side. I was manning the trophies. And there were a few people who stopped by me, but he had a real steady stream all day. So very happy with that. And in the beginning of the program, in the intro, I mentioned that tomorrow night, I call it Friday Night Lights Friday. And for 32 years, I've been announcing high school football over at Bridgewater Raritan. And last week, we were able to complete something that hadn't been done since the schools East and West had merged. Back in the early 70s, Bridgewater East had a 34-0 run. They went like three and a half years undefeated. And then this year, the Bridgewater Raritan Panthers finished the regular season at 9-0. And I couldn't help but be reminded of the scene from Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton addressing his team at halftime. Here's a little bit of it here.
Well, it's real simple. You got two more quarters and that's it. Now, most of you have been playing this game for 10 years. And you got two more quarters. And after that, most of you will never play this game again as long as you live. Now, you all have known me for a while, and for a long time now, you've been hearing me talk about being perfect. Well, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? With joy in your heart. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
I love that movie, Friday Night Lights, and I love that particular scene, the halftime scene. And there's other great, you know, inspirational movies, you know, Coach Carter with What Is Your Biggest Fear, Remember the Titans, and things like that. But as I was watching that particular scene after we went undefeated last week, I thought about, is there a way that that can be incorporated into the Taking Care of Business show? And indeed, there is. I'm working with a business right now in the consulting side where there is a huge dysfunctional dynamic going on where there's about four or five employees and they really just don't like this one particular employee. Now, the easy answer is, you know, we need to fire the one employee. The problem is that that person is very valuable and they're a part of the team. And what I'm trying to, as I interview each person in the team and in the business, including the owners, I keep coming back and saying, well, what about this individual? And they say, oh, well, she's very good at what she does. Oh, well, that's good. You know, can she do the job? Yes, she can. Does she do it well? Yes, she does. Is she dedicated? Yes, she is. What's the problem? Sometimes you have to put the personalities aside. You have to think, you know, just like Billy Bob Thornton said there, can you be perfect? You have to think about the greater good of the organization. So I sat all of the individuals down and I asked them, you know, what was it specifically? And you really, and I told them flat out, I said, you really have to come up with something egregious that makes you not like this person. Because if it's just about personality, we're going to have a whole different conversation. And it took a few minutes, and it's, I borrow a page from the music group, the Eagles. They do a thing before every show called the Circle of Fear, where they all, you know, Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Joe Walsh get in a circle, and they'll practice their acoustic harmonies. And it has to be pitch perfect each time. They have to get it right. And so I got all the employees into this circle, and I told them flat out, this is called the Circle of Fear. If you're going to complain and you're going to write down to me that this person is a problem, now in front of everybody else, you got to tell me why. And we just went around the room. And by the time we got to the fifth or sixth person, I think there was starting to be a few chuckles, and they realized how silly it was, that it was just pettiness on their part. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, when we get into these four walls, this business, I want all the personalities to be checked at the door, and we work for one company. And if you put the company first, everybody succeeds. But there isn't one person in the building that's more important than anybody else, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's a shoe store or a marketing PR firm, a trophy store. It could be a grocery store. It doesn't really matter. Everybody has to do their job. And they have to do it to the best of their abilities. And if they get to the point where they can't do any more, then they either need more training or we have to find somebody else who can. But I knew that this person was, you know, really good at what she does. So I said, from now on, when you walk through the door and you enter these four walls, you have to put the personalities aside. I don't care if you hate the person on the outside of these four walls. On the inside, they're a valued contributor. Look at the body of work and make sure that we're all working together. They were literally not talking to this woman, and that was creating a huge production backlog. So after about 2 months now, I revisited the business, and all of a sudden and this woman has come up to me. She goes, I don't know what you said, but thank you, and I said it in front of her too. So everybody was in the room at the same time. She goes, but now people are coming to me. They're asking me for things. I'm able to ask them so that we've improved the lines of communication. And in business, there's probably no bigger lesson and no better lesson than being able to keep the lines of communication open. And what I tried to explain to them very simply was, you know, if you look at your business like it's a machine, and that every person in that business is a gear in that machine, when we eliminate one person, we're eliminating a gear. Even if we, not so much eliminate, but if we break a couple of teeth on that gear, well, the machine's not going to run well. And if it doesn't run well, then we're going to have problems in production and sales and everything else in marketing. So it looks like they got it. It looks like we've turned a major corner. There's still a lot of work left to do with this particular business, but I think we're moving in the right direction. So I'm very encouraged by that. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, a couple of comments on the Starbucks Red Cup uproar and what I think is wrong with not Starbucks, but the people doing the complaining. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us this afternoon as we get together once again, as we do every Thursday here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio and Taking Care of Business. So thank you for joining us once again. Do have a program note for you. Next week, I'm going to have in studio the former president of Orbitz.com. He'll be in this. His name is Evans Gebhardt. He'll be in the in the studio to talk about his latest venture. And you won't want to miss it, especially with the holidays coming up. If you're looking for that unique holiday gift, he has the answer. And it's not just about a Thanksgiving thing or a Christmas thing. It's all year long. So if you were looking for a Father's Day gift, Mother's Day gift, a wedding gift, Christmas, anniversary, whatever the case may be, if you have an occasion coming up that you want to celebrate in a unique way, then you need to join us next week on Taking Care of Business as we interview Evans Gebhardt, who's the president of a new company out there, and he's a former president of Orbitz.com. Great idea, and we're very proud to have been partnered with him in that. Now, over the past week, a lot of uproar. Saw it again today on the Today Show this morning on NBC, and it's like the topic that just won't go away, but a minister has taken issue with Starbucks and said that he believes that Starbucks hates Jesus because they've come out with just plain red cups at the holiday season. Nothing about happy holidays, nothing about Merry Christmas, nothing about, you know, joy to the world, whatever the case may be. He posted a rant, which has now gone viral, had over 10 million views, and people are getting upset to the point where he's encouraging people that when you give your order to the barista, that instead of giving them your name that they would write on the cup, you just say that your name is Merry Christmas. And this way you'll get the Merry Christmas message on your cup. Seriously? Are you kidding me? This is what people are getting their panties all up in an uproar about? Because it's just a cup, you know. And so Starbucks made the decision to just do a red cup. They kept the theme. It was red. They could have added green. They always have green in their cups. But because they went with just a red cup, people think that they hate Jesus. Now, imagine just for a minute that the executives of Starbucks are sitting around in the conference room talking about, you know, what are we going to, how are we going to decorate our cups this year? And Bob from marketing says, you know, I hate Jesus. I'm tired of putting Merry Christmas on the cups. I'm tired of season's greetings. And then Sally says, you know, I hate Jesus too. Could you think, do you honestly think that in a Fortune 500 company like Starbucks, that we're sitting, that they're sitting there in the conference room saying, I hate Jesus and we need a plain red cup? Come on. This is ridiculous. So you spend like $5 on a frou-frou something or other at Starbucks and you're bitching about the color of the cup. I feel like Allen Iverson. We're talking about practice. We're talking about a red cup. Now, we have homeless people that would love a cup of coffee. We have abused women who move out of their house with nothing more than a shirt on their back who would love a cup of coffee. We have soldiers fighting for our freedoms who would love a cup of coffee. Surgeons spending hours upon hours healing the sick, doing surgery, who would love a cup of coffee. EMTs, firefighters, nurses, police working extended shifts who would love a cup of coffee. Teachers working late hours for their students who, again, would love a cup of coffee. And they wouldn't give a damn what color the cup was. I'll tell you what. If you want to put Jesus back in Starbucks, let's do this. The next time you go to Starbucks, instead of asking for a red cup, a green cup, a white cup, or whatever, just hold out your hands as if you're at the water fountain. Hold out your hands and let the barista pour their overpriced coffee into your hands that you so, you know, desperately need, right into your bare hands. Then everyone would be yelling, Jesus Christ. So everybody, it's time to get over yourself. It's just a cup. And let me be the first one to say, Merry Christmas, y'all. The stupidity sometimes and what people get their panties in an uproar over just absolutely drives me nuts. So that's my little rant for the week. That one's been bugging me all week, and I don't know why I'm so hung up on it, but it just seems like there are, and of course Dunkin' Donuts came out with their cup, and it's got a wreath, and it says joy, and it's in red and green, so now everybody says, oh, we got to buy all our coffee now at Dunkin' Donuts. So I don't care what you do because I don't drink coffee and I certainly don't care what color the cup is. It doesn't make it taste any better. Well, there is a way that you can build relationships with networking events, and there's a way to do it the right way. Now, anyone who is starting up a small business, anyone who's been in business for just a few years, even if you've been in business for 20 or 30 years, it doesn't matter. You've probably repeatedly heard that networking is a key ingredient to your company's success. Now, that could have been done last week at the expo that the chamber put on, or it could be done at a card club or anything like that. But whether you're the director of a new gas generator rental service for large corporations to hire, or the director of a new marketing agency that specializes in retail, all startups can build a reputation and relationship successfully through networking. Now, this story takes a look at different types of events and sees if and how the digital landscape changes traditional ways of networking. First of all, there's cultural events, such as theatrical or musical performances and interactive displays. They can powerfully affect the emotions in audience members, and it also strengthens their relationships with each other when discussing the experience afterwards. They have a common bond, if you will. Now, you can bring this idea to business and hire companies to put on such events, inviting potential future clients, associates, and employees to come along. It's an excellent bit of PR, which can only help your marketing strategy and portray a strong image for your brand. There's also community feedback. Use the internet to your advantage by monitoring feedback on your self-published channels like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or a company blog. It's also an ideal opportunity to reach out to people who have made comments and shown interest about you. Reach out to this community and you can get a sense of how commercially viable your idea, product, or service is and can then continue developing the brand. You might even find parties who want to get involved with helping you to do this. You can have weekly meetups. The weekly industry meetup is still one of the most effective ways of networking. Talking to people directly rather than online gives a much more personal experience and you can discuss things in much more depth. Sometimes from your company, you should attend, from your company should attend a meetup every week to talk with potential clients, collaborators, and sales. You never know who you might meet at such an event, which is why going on a weekly basis is time well spent. In the long run, you'll continue to meet familiar people and build up strong long-term relationships within the community. And although the digital age continues to help with promoting your brand and networking, it's clear that meeting face-to-face is still vital in growing your network. You might want to organize a cultural event to kickstart your company, continuously update and monitor your social media channels, and attend weekly updates. Watch your network and your business flourish with a well-thought-out strategy. And, you know, the funny thing about this, when I read this article, two things. First, I disagree with the weekly updates. I'd rather have you spending more time in your business, working on your business. But last year, I had hosted and emceed a dinner for the Resource Center of Somerset. And we had a magician come in from New York City who just did a phenomenal job. And he was so good, people wanted to bring him back. So we brought him back again this year. And again, just another phenomenal job. This, how he does what he does, is absolutely amazing. And the funny thing was that when people saw him walking around, they kept asking, are you going to put that $20 in the lemon again? How did you do that? You know, they remembered the trick from last year. So that common bond, and maybe you invite a magician to an event that you're hosting, but make it memorable in some way. If it's just about exchanging business cards and things like that, I don't see that as being a good connector. But if you have something where maybe someone comes in and they're performing chamber music or something like that, but something that your audience would like, then that may be something that makes your event more memorable and has people talking and hopefully results in them calling you down the road. Next week, we're going to be talking about direct marketing and how it's probably still the most effective way to do marketing on a budget. That's going to take up a good portion of the program. Well, actually, not next week. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about that. But for right now, I want to talk about what smart business owners should be doing to move forward and grow their enterprise. Now, throughout the post-Great Recession years, which would be 2008 to 2014, businesses have had to scale back on buying new equipment or moving into a larger facility. They've had to cut expenses, and they've had to let some good people go because of lagging sales and poor cash flow. Now that it seems that the economy has turned around, winning companies ought to look toward developing a plan for how to grow, but at a measured pace. And by far, the greatest request I've had lately has been to facilitate a strategic planning session with the top brass of many businesses looking to get a jump on its competition and capitalize on any growth in the economy. Some companies have tried to complete this exercise in-house, but many of those attempts have fallen short because it's difficult for the inside facilitator to maintain objectivity, look at the big picture, stimulate outside-the-box thinking, and inject the innovative methods of benchmark organizations outside of their industries. So here's where SWOT analysis comes in, and a good strategic plan session should include SWOT analysis, which stands for the strengths and weaknesses of the businesses, as well as the opportunities and the threats. So strengths, weakness, opportunity, threats that the business faces. It's called SWOT analysis. Agreed upon short and long-term goals, a rejuvenated mission or vision statement with a refocus on what value is to be delivered to customers, the formation and chartering of task forces to address the corporate goals, and treating the company's finite resources, cash, people, and time, as if they were an investment portfolio and managing it accordingly. Now, if conducted correctly, the initial strategic planning session should take 2 to 4 days of intense soul searching and debate, but should produce a plan which everyone can be proud of and support. Here's a couple of hints. Start by reading Vern Harnish's book, Mastering the Rockefeller Habits, and or contacting your nearby small business development center at www.americassbdc.org and or SCORE at www.score.org counselor. They should be able to help you find the best available strategic planning coach facilitator. And of course, if you're going to take that on and you're going to plan for the future, we wish you the very best of luck. We're going to step away for a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about customer retention and how you can make more money by charging nothing. We'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Presidential candidate Marco Rubio says deportations are absolutely a part of his plan to tackle illegal immigration, but not every one of those illegal immigrants will be sent out of the country.
I do not believe you can round up and deport 11 million people, especially people that have been here 15 years, have not otherwise violated the law. Can pass background checks and so forth.
Donald Trump recently said that he'd build a deportation force to humanely remove illegal immigrants from the country. In an interview on Fox News, Senator Rubio remarked that immigration policies are revised so that the ability to stay in the country is merit-based rather than family-based. Parts of the nation's midsection are dealing with some nasty weather. The Witch of November is blasting the upper Midwest and Ohio Valley with fierce gusty winds. The powerful weather system blew over semis, damaged homes, and knocked out electricity to thousands of people in Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska yesterday. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right?
With the help of Ovation Cell Therapy, you can look your best this holiday season. Ovation Cell Therapy's protein and amino acid treatment nourishes the hair and scalp to bind and absorb into the hair shaft naturally for hair that is noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking. Guaranteed, or you'll get a full refund.
So this holiday season, get the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set. For yourself.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list.
And save on both.
This year's holiday gift set includes Ovation Hair's 3-bottle cell therapy system, thermal protection spray, Ovation Hair wet dry brush, and brand new detangling spray. Save over 50% on the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set. They sell out fast, so hurry to ovationhair.com and remember to select USA News at checkout for an additional introductory discount. Ovationhair.com.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, as you have been for the last 4 years. Glad you could join us, and glad to be a part of the first and only chamber-based radio station, and glad that 4 years ago, Chris Phelan had asked me to host the show, and over the years, I've had an opportunity to listen to some of the tapes of past shows and see how we have evolved, and very happy and proud to announce that next week, we're going to have the former president of Orbitz discussing his new business venture, something I think you're going to be very interested in. So mark your calendars. Make sure you circle 12 to 1 on Thursday that nobody can interrupt you. Don't schedule any meetings and join us for that. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Well, the teaser in this in the next story had a lot of people emailing me this morning saying, how can you make more money by charging nothing? That just kind of goes counterintuitive to what the sentence says. But we're talking about customer retention here and how to make more money by charging nothing. So if you're looking for new ways to keep customers, consider giving them something of value for free. Now, again, it may seem counterintuitive when running for a for-profit business, but companies like Pandora, MailChimp, and Dropbox have proved that the freemium, remember that word, model has merit. John Turner, who's the CEO and founder of Users Think, is a proponent of this method because it's easy to scale and digital distribution makes it cost effective. The key is to build both goodwill and habits within people who benefit, he added. Newsletters, tutorials, and a stripped down version of your product or service are just a few examples you might consider offering to customers and potential customers without charging. There are cases where people benefit from free help, advice, and resources, and they never become customers, but they proceed to rave about you until 5 of their friends become paying customers, Turner said. This approach can help not only retain already paying customers, but will build strong, organic advocates for whatever you do. So let's think about this for a minute. I always tease the boys up at Success Communications, but what if they were to write out or put out a little blurb on their website, you know, the 5 must-haves in every press release? It's free. They just pop it out there. They could send it out as an email. Well, let's say I'm writing a press release and I at the same time I get these tips. I would be raving about SCG for doing that. If like yesterday and I did want to mention this. A couple weeks ago I mentioned Joshua's Landscaping from Bridgewater. Yesterday he mulched all the beds in the garden beds, not the ones in the house, but the garden beds around my house. And I was absolutely blown away by the work that he did, how beautiful the lawn looks right now, how he took a little extra time edging things, really cleaning out some of the plants. And he's back there today doing a little bit more work. So, you know, he did a beautiful job at a great price, but he did a lot of extras that I didn't even ask for, and it didn't even show up in the bill. And then there was one time when I had sent out a freebie. Just before Hurricane Sandy, I had seen a tip that said what you should do, and this was like a few days before, is take Ziploc bags, fill them with water, put them in the freezer, let them freeze. because if you had a power failure, these would act as ice insulators. I can't tell you, probably in the neighborhood of 20 to 25, maybe 30 people after Hurricane Sandy came into the store, said they saw my email, they froze a bunch of bags and didn't have any food spoilage until they could get a generator or something like that. And they said it was the best tip they've ever received. So, and even now, 3 years later, there's still people that will come and say, I still remember that tip you told me about, you know, freezing water in bags so that we didn't have food spoilage. And, you know, it goes a long way. So sometimes if you can do something and give it away for free and people will remember you for it, it's the great way to go. So another way to increase the customer retention. Talked to a gentleman at the expo last week, and he was also a business consultant. And he asked me, you know, he had been sent over to me, and I don't know why, by someone else. And he said, I need to ask you how you have become so successful in your business. How have you grown your business, you know, so fast, so well, and scaled it, you know, the way we did? And I said, it just really comes down to the customer, you know, providing a great product, great customer service. And I said, and not treating them like each one is just another transaction, but that we are developing relationships along the way. Our customers are our friends. And so, you know, when they feel like that, they're more inclined to do business with you. If as soon as they start thinking that every time they walk through the door, I just see dollar signs, they're going to bolt. So again, take care of the customers and they will take care of you. Well, if you are like my wife, and boy, am I going to be in trouble for that statement, you are a procrastinator. And here are five strategies to overcome procrastination and finish your work. Now, the first question you have to ask yourself is, are you a procrastinator? Now, procrastination is a dangerous disease, and it should be curbed at the earliest steps before it becomes chronic. So here's a list now of strategies for overcoming procrastination. And instead of trying them all at once, maybe you write them down and try each at various intervals to see which one will work best for you, and use it most of the time whenever you feel the need to procrastinate. The first is to do the most difficult task first. So follow this rule to break out of your procrastination habit. Start your day with the most difficult task. And once that's out of the way, a lot of pressure will ease off of your shoulders. When you begin your day, you'll have a rough idea about what things have to be done. So again, tackle the most difficult and bothersome task first, and you can feel an immense load lifting off. The second one is to simplify tasks. Just answer this simple question. How do you eat an elephant? Well, the simple answer is one bite at a time. And so should be the case with complex tasks. Break the tasks down into smaller chunks. Each chunk of work shouldn't take more than 15 to 30 minutes of your time. And if it does, then you need to break it down even further. Among all the strategies for overcoming procrastination, this is the one that's probably most important to master. I have a nephew who is looking to apply to the U.S. Naval Academy. He's been invited down there twice. They really like him. But you still have a lot of steps and a lot of hoops to jump through. And, you know, there's probably a 2 or 3 page list of things he has to do, including getting a letter from a congressman and a senator and things like that. And he shows me this list. And I said, Matt, plain and simple, one at a time. Get a calendar out. You have 3 months to complete all this. Block out a couple of days to get each one done. And it becomes much more manageable than looking at two pieces of paper with phone numbers and email addresses and instructions. And I got to get a transcript and this and that. Just block it out and make it work. And that number two, simplifying tasks, is probably the one that keeps me on track the most. I look at my day and I say, okay, which one, how much time is this going to take? How much time is that going to take? I do go back and I try the most difficult thing first, but then, you know, just bite-sized chunks until I'm done. And number three, real important, you want to review your day. At the end of each day, when you're trying to clean up your procrastination habits, you want to spend around 15 or 20 minutes reviewing how your day went. So recheck your to-do list and see which tasks were finished satisfactorily and which ones weren't. And try to find the reasons why those tasks weren't finished. Now, if the reason is something beyond your control, then there is nothing to worry about. Otherwise, you need to make a mental note of it and resolve not to repeat such a mistake again in the future. Also, with reviewing your day, whatever didn't get done today has to be at the top of tomorrow's list. And if you remember when I was talking about Larry Winget's philosophy, he calls it TNT, today, not tomorrow. And when you adopt that philosophy, procrastination goes right out the window. Number four, finish what you start. This is an important strategy for overcoming procrastination. Now, many times Everybody's guilty of leaving things in the middle without finishing them fully, and they can cause frustration for you. Now, our minds may go back to these tasks continuously, and that continues to disturb you. So before you start a new project, make sure to fully complete the previous ones that you started. Get them out of the way, and then get them out of your mind. And number five, you want to remove distractions. Now, when you sit down to do an important job, your mind should be focused fully on the task at hand. Do not try to do multitasking. Multitasking is very bad for productivity. Remove yourself from other distractions. Don't let anyone disturb you for the time you've set aside. Put your attention totally on the task that you have at hand. Now, if laziness is hurting your career, find out how to stop being lazy and implement these useful time management techniques. Going back to that term multitasking, which was a buzzword about 10 years ago, everybody wanted to be a multitasker. My philosophy on that is that you're doing two things half-assed. So finish one thing, do it to the best of your ability, put it away, and then move on to the next. There's times in your business, like for instance, my business, where part of it is production, where I can set up a job that now has to be printed on the engraver. Once I hit the print button and it says it's going to take 20 minutes to complete, I can begin starting something else. But when that engraving job is done, then I have to finish that job, and then I can continue on the next one. That's the only time I allow myself what we call the multitasking. But trying to do too many jobs at once and not finish any of them, that's a bad way to get started. We're going to step away and take an early break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the five reasons your business needs a Twitter account. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on 100 Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, your host. Glad you could join us for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Hope you'll join us again next week, November 19th, when we have the former president of Orbitz.com in studio as a guest to discuss his latest venture, and one I think that you will definitely have an interest in as we get closer to the holidays. Great gift ideas. This is one that if you want to impress your boss, your coworkers, your family, that father-in-law, an uncle, this is one you're going to want to pay attention to, because this is a very unique gift idea. We're proud to have partnered with them in this process, and very proud of the work that we do when shipping the final product out. Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. That's all you hear anymore. Did you hear what so-and-so said on Twitter? And usually it's followed by Kim Kardashian. But, I mean, those that are using Twitter, the question is why? And the question is, do I need it for my business? Now, while Twitter's growth is said to be in decline, the 140-character social network is still a valuable asset for your business. But why? Because it's almost 1 billion users still have significant influence over your customers and an ability to amplify the reach of your content. And maybe you feel intimidated by Twitter, or you don't see the value in it for your company. Perhaps your ROI is hard to track and you prefer to rock out on Pinterest. But this doesn't mean you should ignore the Bluebird and disregard having a Twitter account altogether. Here's why. Number one, it works for viral promotions and special offers. Imagine that you're launching a new add-on service, or you've got some hot seasonal discounts to promote. Twitter is the place to be when it comes to launching viral campaigns. Here's a recent case study to illustrate the concept. Virgin America decided to do a Twitter announcement about their selected flights now equipped with Netflix. A single tweet placed them on top of the trending news section and right in the middle of that week's conversation, according to WordCloud. It also resulted in landing extensive press coverage and getting a 96% positive sentiment from their audience. How can you do it? Spice up your tweets with full-featured images, which would be 440 by 220 pixels. Tweets with visuals receive 150% more retweets, 18% more clicks, and 89% more favorites. So you want to make sure that you have some form of a visual, whether it's video or a static picture, in your tweet. Turn your promo codes, announcements, and calls to action into appealing, inspiring, and fabulous graphics that could be later repurposed for other social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest. And remember when I told you about the app Hootsuite, where you can connect them all at once. Also, make sure to tweet at the optimal times when most of your audience is online. In the U.S., the peak hours are from 8 to 9 in the morning for Pacific time zone, 12 to 1 p.m. for Central. Mountain time and Eastern times are according to when the Pacific times are. So, however, according to the same study, if you'd like to maximize the amount of clicks per tweet, you should schedule them between 2 and 3 a.m. Now, according to Dan Zarella, the following types of tweets get the most retweets. Any tweet with a link, tweets that are between 100 and 115 characters long, tweets containing news and trendy content. Now, to get even higher engagement rates, use a set of words that trigger activity from your followers, including free, how to, help, you, please, social, and great, amongst others. Now, it's great for customer support. Long gone are the days when people just ring up a company to complain. Now, users prefer to get social and publicly reach out or bash companies on social media. Now, if you're not on Twitter, you may have no idea of how your reputation is screwed or praised by the community. Use Twitter to offer effective, timely support to your users. Now, here are just a few key benefits. Timing is crucial for modern users. They want to get help here and now. That's where Twitter becomes essential. As your customer reps don't need to dig through contact information data and can shoot immediate replies with links to frequently asked questions or a respective help information section, you can increase your brand visibility with the use of special hashtags, retweets, and mentions by your customers. Your brand will get organic promotion and also appear more approachable and human. You can also build new leads. So here's the trick. If you start offering customer support to those users who are not your clients yet, they are likely to become them. Set up alerts for search terms with the most relevant words to your industry. Answer the questions that pop up on Twitter now and then. And when you just help people out, a lot of them naturally check out what you are doing and become potential prospects. Here are some of the companies who nailed the concept of Twitter through support to give you a better idea of how you should do it. They include Ford, Mazda, and GM. It helps to build relationships with influencers. You'd like your business to be acknowledged by the industry experts, right? You've even reached out to some of them via email or Facebook and got some luck, or not. Twitter can be an excellent medium to start building relationships with industry thought leaders. So start engaging them by curating their content, mentioning them, asking relevant questions or answer their queries. Get them to know you and identify you as a lovely, helpful chap from Twitter rather than a stranger asking for something out of the blue. If you create a connection through Twitter, next time you reach out to them with a quick favor, the chances are that you'll be received a positive outcome. It can also expand your customer base. In simple words, a Twitter chat is an online meetup scheduled for a predetermined time where users discuss and track replies on a certain topic using a dedicated hashtag. Hosts or moderators usually pitch those questions marked as Q1, Q2, and retweet answer and prompt responses from participants using A1, A2. Usually, a Twitter chat lasts about an hour. Why should you participate in Twitter chat? Simple. Twitter chats are a great way to expand your professional network and learn a few more things about the subject as well. By actively participating in the conversation and exchanging thoughts with other tweeters, you leverage your authority and credibility. On top, you get plenty of ideas and tips for your content as you now know what interests your target audience. Check out Chat Salad or Twub's Twitter chart to find the latest chat schedules for different industries. The next step is to host a Twitter chat yourself. You may need to get some training first and wait till your followers' base grows to reach the best results, but the reach of Twitter chats cannot be underestimated. Number 5, it enables you to curate user-generated content. Twitter is the ideal medium for content curation. In fact, it's essential to curate content if you'd like to keep your fan base active and engaged at all times, or produce a ton of personal content on a daily basis that is mission impossible for most businesses. According to U.S. News, 85% of followers feel more connected with businesses after following them, and 72% of followers are more likely to buy something from a business that they follow. Most people feel flattered when a brand acknowledges them and shares their content. So, how can you interact with your audience on Twitter? A, create a custom business hashtag, or even a few of them. First of all, custom hashtags help you expand your long-term reach and track it accordingly. You can use them to analyze the success of the Twitter campaign after it's over. You need to have a custom hashtag for promo campaigns, events that you organize both online and offline to help people track, connect, and spread the word easier. Hashtags also strengthen your SEO, especially when used consistently over different social media platforms as they tell the search engine what accounts are connected. You want to retweet users who mention your brand. I thought it all pretty dad. Let them feel acknowledged. Also, always shoot a quick thanks message when they share your content or a brief reply to their mention. And you can run a creative competition. Offer special discounts or promo codes to users who tweet with your products, or use the hashtag LuckyTweet to run competitions when each tweet with your brand at mention and special hashtag enters the draw to win. Another effective idea is to run a Q&A session with a dedicated hashtag. Imply that the answers need to be as creative as possible, with the winner being chosen by the organizers, and reward them with a great prize. So what do you think of Twitter now? Is it a yay or a nay for your business? Let me know your thoughts, and you can do that by reaching out to me on Facebook on our new page here for the show. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. So if you get a chance, go online to Facebook, look up Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot, like that page, follow us, and then let us know what you think of Twitter and other social media platforms for your business. What's working? What's not? That's what we need to know. And if you have any concerns about upcoming programming topics or anything else, guests, et cetera, by all means, or people that you want us to interview, then by all means, reach out to us on the Facebook platform as well. We've reached out to Marcus Lemonis, the host of CNBC's The Prophet. Would like to get him to be a guest on the show, obviously with one of the most popular shows on television. Scheduling time and telling him, hey, I need you here Thursday at noon, can be a little tricky as well. But we have reached out to him as well. And don't forget, next week I did mention that we'll have the former president of Orbitz here to talk about his new business venture, something that I think everyone is going to have an interest in. I do want to invite everybody to come to Crown Trophy of Flemington and check out our new showroom. When you come, it comes with a homework assignment. What I'm looking for is your honest opinion. I want to know how the outside of the store, since we've redone the windows, how does that attract you or distract you? And I also want to know, when you walk in the store, what are the feelings that the paint scheme emits with you, and is the product laid out right? You know, we're going to get one shot to do this right, and we want to make sure that we are doing it right. So we do value your input. And then also we want to know, both, is it easy to find the product? Is there enough product displayed? And how can we make the experience better for you? So those are just a couple of things going on. I don't have all of the upcoming events that we normally have in the studio, but I do want you to circle the first weekend in December for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Holiday Parade. That's always a big one here in Flemington, and one of the biggest events in Flemington. You'll probably get 6,000 to 10,000 people here, so make sure that you come out for that. And what are you doing in your business as you gear up for the holidays to make it a better experience for your customers? I am probably going to have to post an article on the page, on the Facebook page. Yes, I will. So what we're going to do is we're going to post an article. I didn't get to it today. 10 social media marketing materials to prepare now for the holidays. There's just a few weeks before Thanksgiving, a couple of 2 or 3 weeks before Hanukkah, and then about, 40 days or so until Christmas. So there's not much time left before the official holiday season begins. These are going to be social media marketing materials that you need to prepare now for the holidays, which will include profile pictures, cover photos, post designs, gifts, videos, contests, branded hashtags, blog posts, theme photo albums and Pinterest boards, and of course, upgrades to your website. So we'll have all of that for you on the Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot Facebook page coming up either today or tomorrow. In sports, in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson led only 6 laps of last week's race at Texas Motor Speedway, but he led the most important one, the last one, in order to win. He passed Brad Keselowski with just 6 laps to go for the victory, and right now, based on points, it looks like Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski, Kurt Busch, and Joey Logano will need to win in order to advance to the championship round at Homestead Miami Speedway on the 22nd. In the NFL, tonight the Buffalo Bills take on the New York Jets at 8:25 p.m., special note in football as it pertains to fantasy football. Now, if you've been listening to this show for 4 years, you know that I suck at fantasy football. This year, the fortunes have reversed. The fantasy football gods have shined down upon me, and I am currently in 4th place, which means I would make the playoffs. Playoffs? So, looking forward to the season ending and wrapping up as quickly as possible so we can hopefully sneak our way into the playoffs and then hopefully have a good run towards the end. The NHL and NBA are back in action. Way too early to start talking about playoffs there. In the NCAA football, the top 10 looks like this after some major shakeups last weekend. Clemson now holds down the top spot, followed by the Ohio State University. Alabama, Baylor, and Oklahoma State round out the top 5. Notre Dame, Stanford, Iowa, LSU, and Utah round out the top 10. Like I said, next week I'm going to have the former president of Orbitz.com in the studio to discuss his latest venture called Wired for Wine. You're not going to want to miss that. And as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGannot83, or on Facebook at our new Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot page. I'm Jim Gannot, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime for you. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Join TV retaining Exxon or mobile station today. Terminations apply. See plenty.com/parties.
Philadelphia's of seizing property from private citizens is coming under close scrutiny. With more, here's USA's senior correspondent, Jason Wirt.
Philadelphia is coming under fire after it was revealed the city is raking in millions from seizing property and cash of innocent citizens and then making them navigate a complex legal system to get their rightfully owned property back. Melissa Quinn with the Daily Signal tells USA Radio News.